Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so Sully and David had this idea. I'm going to go along with it. Roberto always is the one who asks us the questions. And Roberto gets to sit here and try to make us look like idiots in his Who Am I game that we'll do at 3:30. But one thing Roberto should not be allowed to get away with is avoiding any and all discussion of the rivalry. Now, you have lived here for how many years, sir?
Whole life.
Okay.
Man.
You've worked on this show for how long? State for the record.
I don't know. Long time. 4 years.
Okay. You sit with us 20 hours a week in proximity to our discussion.
Yes.
Okay. There is a minimum level, a requirement of knowledge that you should have to work on this show about Michigan-Michigan State rivalry. We are about to find out whether you possess that minimum requirement.
All right, yeah, let's hurry up and waste a segment of what I don't know. Let's go.
Confident as always.
Well, you just went and cheated and studied, so I'm sure you'll get a couple of them.
I brought my phone with me into the bathroom.
Did you really?
You sound like some of the salespeople. All right, Sully, lead it off.
All right, Roberto, question one. Let's hope you get some of these right.
And then what? I got a wager with David on whether he'll get it right?
And Evan wanted in on this, too. So he's
and by the way, Evan Jenkins will be a part of our show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
He got big-timed by Wojo. We're going to get to the bottom. A deep-dive investigation.
His own friend and coworker. Be ashamed of himself.
Carry on.
Roberto, what is the name of the trophy that the winner of this game receives? The name of the trophy.
All right, David.
No, I know it. I know it.
He'll get this.
Paul Bunyan trophy.
All right, well, wait a second. Is it the whole point of the game for us?
No, sorry.
Can you wait till we guess?
All right.
But you're right. You clearly just Wikipedia'd it and found out.
Oh, you know what? You know what? That doesn't count.
Oh, no.
Take that off.
Please give me one.
Take that off his total.
It's the only one I'm going to get.
No, okay. But I could absolutely see you going to the bathroom and sitting in stall three, and you Wikipedia'd.
If you Google Michigan State Wikipedia, it's the first thing that comes up.
No, then that doesn't count. Strike that from the record.
Roberto, what school did Mark D'Antonio coach at before arriving at Michigan State?
Oh, my God. He's not getting that at all. He's not even going to come close.
I don't think he gets it either. Evan?
No.
All right, there's no bet on the line. Roberto, your answer.
Alabama.
That'd be Cincinnati.
My God.
Next question.
Roberto, name one of Jim Harbaugh's assistant coaches on the staff.
Oh, my.
Name a Harbaugh assistant coach.
I believe in Roberto. He gets this one. If he listens, he gets this one.
Evan, you're shaking your head. Yes, you think he gets it?
If he's paid attention for like 10% of the time that he's been in here, he should know this.
Don't say it.
All right. I don't want to be contrarian. He's got to know one because he's also done work editing the morning show's interviews, and they've interviewed assistants. I'm going to say he knows at least one.
You said Michigan, right? Don Brown.
Nice.
Excellent. Now, for bonus points, can you name another?
Jim Tressel.
probably should have stopped at one.
Yeah.
Next Jim question.
Jesus. Roberto, in the famous trouble with the snap play, we played the audio a million times on this show. Name the punter who had trouble with the snap.
I believe in him. Yes, he gets this one.
He does not get this one.
I agree with Mike because they do not say his name in that cut.
Actually, I'm thinking that I know who scored that touchdown, but I can't even think of that. So, no, I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Damn. Man.
Be Blake O'Neal.
Oh.
And Jalen Watts Jackson was who scored.
Jalen Watts Jackson.
Well, they do scream his name. Next question. What is he, one out of four?
Yes, one for four.
Give me that other
You're
one.
You're not getting the other one. You Googled.
Name three players on Michigan State besides their quarterback, Brian Lewerke.
That's the only guy I know.
Name three Spartans. We talk about the Michigan State's roster all the time. Name three Spartans. We just did last segment with a certain guy who had quotes.
Right. He doesn't get this one.
I only know one other.
Well, let's start there. Maybe it can build some confidence.
LJ Scott.
That's one. That's one. This is good. Do you think he can name two more?
He can definitely get one more.
I don't think he's going to get to two.
He can't get to two.
You know what's sad? I just rattled off everybody who's hurt. Those right. would still count.
Right. Well, I'm trying to, like, when you talked about the Penn State game, you mentioned one player in particular a lot.
Roberto, can you name any other Spartans?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm blanking.
Felton Davis?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know, but I just blank out.
Daryl Stewart?
Is this why you did so bad on the SATs?
Well, we just did the
I never took the SATs.
We did the first two segments of the show on Joe Bocci.
Next question.
Roberto, name Michigan's two previous head coaches before Jim Harbaugh arrived.
I think he gets this. David?
He gets one of them, doesn't get the other.
Evan?
I want to know what's going through his mind right now. Like, what's going on?
Crickets.
That could be. Come on, you got this.
Who were the previous two head coaches at the University of Michigan before Jim Harbaugh?
I can't think of this guy's name.
Which guy?
The before Harbaugh.
Okay, describe him.
A bigger guy.
Okay, he's in football, so that clears up.
Oh, my God.
The guy that says, this is Michigan, for God's sake.
Okay. He shares a name with probably their most famous alumnus.
And Doug loved him.
You're right, that's right.
I'm blanking.
Oh, no. What about the guy?
This is too much pressure.
What about the guy before him?
Rich Rodriguez.
Yes!
Oh.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Now just give me a hint on the second one. Let me just try. Not a better one.
We talk about him with Wojo a lot.
You made a wrestling parody out of him.
Yes.
Evan just gave you the best one ever.
I'm blanking.
Oh. Our most famous alumnus. Who's the most famous Michigan football player you can think of?
I'm leaving.
I mean one.
Move on.
I'm leaving.
Move on,
and it's not.
Who wants to say the answer?
I'm embarrassed to be affiliated with him. Brady Hoke.
Come on.
That name's in there.
That counts as a yeah. That counts
no,
as a
doesn't.
I got it. I'll tell you. It is.
Well,
it's I should get a 0.5 for
no.
a Rich Rod though.
It's really
0.5.
You're in luck that you're really, really talented with parody songs and like audio sourcing.
Listen, I never
and music.
Claimed to. Yeah, I never claimed to know anything
You've
about that.
You've got to be better than this. Oh my God! Next question,
Roberto. Let's flip it around to Michigan from the previous state question we had. Name three players on Michigan besides their quarterback Shea Patterson.
Oh, come on.
David talks about some a lot.
I just talked about three of them.
I only know one.
Well, start with that.
Donovan Peoples-Jones.
You better have gotten that one.
Okay. That's all that's coming to my head. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. I feel like Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to freak out in a second.
One player shares the name with Michael Jackson's hometown.
Rashawn Gary.
Yes, there you go.
Why does Gary, Indiana smell?
That's a topic for another day.
See, we have to relate it to music in order for
Roberto. Right. See? I'm not totally out of it. I just need a little kickstart.
What about the blonde-haired kid?
Ooh.
Also,
Chase Winovich.
Yes.
Those names are there. It's just we have to get them.
Right. Yeah. They're in there.
It's almost like his feelings. They're there. But you just have to work your way to them.
You know how my wife feels.
You love me.
I like you a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Sully, next question.
Roberto, which Michigan player famously struck the Heisman pose during a football game?
Yeah, he's got this.
I think he's got this, too.
No, he doesn't.
Jim Harbaugh.
That's not serious.
Oh, my God.
That's a serious answer.
Next question. I'm not.
Who is it?
No, none of your business. Forget it.
Yeah. Next question.
I'm here to learn.
Tommy Harmon.
Oh, no way.
Who's my least favorite ESPN personality? Bottom rung. Has the most annoying laugh on TV. Provides nothing to the broadcast. Sits all the way on the left.
I don't know.
He's the only black guy on the set.
Keep smiling. Mike has a picture of him because of the game we talked about earlier in this game.
I don't know.
Desmond Howard.
Oh, my God.
Desmond Howard.
Let's end with this one.
Oh, this is so terrible.
Let's hope you get this. Name Michigan State's head coach.
See, I'm already feeling good. I told you guys I would get none, so I'm walking out of here happy.
Michigan State's head coach before Mark D'Antonio.
Oh, you should get this one. Come on.
We famously did a bit on him.
Oh, my God.
We did?
With Mike's rant.
Come on, man.
Parker. Rant on.
Yes.
Big boy, rant on.
Yep, you're getting there.
The tide's rolling, baby. Come on, Roberto.
Famously I just can't remember the name.
In the face.
I can't remember the name. I can't.
Middle initial L.
Oh. This is the saddest thing I've
blank
ever
Blank L blank. Blank a doodle doo, right?
Blank Willow. Blank Willow.
John L.
Yeah. He once did some light summer stock.
Don't get me confused.
Probably the most popular last name in America.
Smith. Yeah!
Get out.
What? That was good.
I can't look at him. I can't even look at him right now. I have to turn my back towards you.
What's the final tally?
What a joke.
Not nearly enough. That's the final tally.
No, what is it?
Can I please do some business?
It's like 1 in 9.
Oh, my God.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.